We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
A 23-year-old woman has died following a dog attack outside a house in County Limerick. The incident happened at a premises in Ballyneety. A number of dogs suspected to be from a restricted breed were seized from the property by Gardaí. Kate Carlin reports.
Ambulance services arrived at the house shortly before midnight. They found the woman inside a gated entrance at the premises. She was given first aid at the scene but later died. Her body was removed to hospital, where a post-mortem will be carried out later today. There was no one else at the premises at the time. Four dogs suspected to be from a restricted breed were seized from the property. One was destroyed by Gardaí.
Leaving certificate and junior cycle written examinations get underway this morning, with the number registered for the state exams passing 136,000 for the first time ever. The record number is due to demographic growth and is reflected in a 3% rise in students registered at junior cycle level. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly.
A total of 136,160 candidates will begin this year's written state examinations later this morning, all starting with English papers. English paper 1 for leaving certificate candidates, which tests comprehension and writing skills. The Leaving Certificate Applied programme continues to grow in popularity. Last year it saw a 20% rise in numbers registered. This year those numbers have grown again by a further 6%. When it comes to marking this year's Leaving Certificate papers, the impact of the COVID pandemic is still being felt. Once again, students have been promised that their results will be no lower than last year's. The exams begin at 9:30.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned that loose budgetary policies could overheat the economy, and it has urged the government to show restraint. In its latest assessment, the council said this is not a time for cutting taxes and increasing current and capital spending all at once. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
IFAC's latest fiscal assessment report focuses on the government's medium-term plans as set out in April's Stability Programme update. It's warning that an everything-now approach of cutting taxes and increasing spending risks driving up prices and overheating an economy that is already doing well. The council is highlighting that the national spending rule is set to be repeatedly breached and is once again accusing the government of engaging in fiscal gimmickry in the way it accounts for certain categories of spending. In response, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has defended the government's record of managing the public finances, pointing to budget surpluses, falling public debt, and the build-up of substantial cash reserves.
The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will seek government approval today to expand the local authority home loan for first-time buyers. The loan is currently only available for homes that are habitable and does not cover renovation costs. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Cabinet is expected to give the green light to a new local authority purchase and renovation loan, which will be available within weeks. This is an expansion of the current local authority home loan and will be open to all homes, including those that are vacant and derelict. These properties would also be in line to receive refurbishment grants. The local authority home loan allows people to borrow up to 90% of the market value of a property. The maximum house prices that qualify for these loans range from €360,000 to €275,000, depending on which county the home is located. Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin Óibrén said his party had no objection to the changes set to be announced today. However, he questioned its timing during a week of elections, and he said it did not solve the underlying problem, which is a shortage of social and affordable homes.
Egyptian, Qatari and US officials are to meet in Doha today to try and revive Gaza peace talks. The negotiations follow fresh doubts that a proposal presented by the US will succeed in bringing an end to the 8-month war. Hamas has said it needs a commitment from Israel to completely withdraw from the enclave. Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer have taken part in the first TV debate of the UK general election. The two leaders faced off on major issues such as tax, health and immigration. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Conservative leader Rishi Sunak was feisty from the start, repeatedly accusing Labour leader Keir Starmer of a plan to raise taxes by £2,000 a year, something Mr Starmer denied. The Labour leader sought to examine the last 14 years of Tory government, saying voters had the chance to move on from the chaos and division of recent years. A snap poll by YouGov at the end of the debate showed 51% thought Mr Sunak performed better, compared to 49% for Keir Starmer. A wafer-thin margin, but one which may give some comfort to Rishi Sunak, as broader polls currently suggest his party is on course for a loss on July 4th.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Rather cool today with showers and sunny spells. Highest temperatures of just 11 to 15 degrees.